This is Morris Hall. I'm up this morning doing my chores, and I get a phone call from someone who works at the vet and said, you called out my daughter's name and wanted a phone call. So here I am.
Are you, I'm assuming you're the father of the rodeo girl I was talking about.
Yes. Now, I didn't hear what you said. And I pray you said some wonderful things, but yeah.
Yes, no, I was, no. I was talking about Marissa and just how that she had gone from, in the last couple of years, and how now she's going on to the rodeo and has a chance to kind of go head to nationals. No, it was all positive. It was positive, Morris. I wouldn't lie to you.
Well, I appreciate it, but yes, sir, That's the deal. It's I don't know if we quite call it a Cinderella story. I'm an old guy, so I don't know if people still use that term, but that's kind of what it feels like. I mean, it's only her second year in the game, and she's we're heading out to Nebraska in a couple weeks for National High School Rodeo Finals, which is the biggest, largest rodeo in the country.
Yeah, I was reading, I guess the, well, by the way, blame yourself. You were the one that was like, oh, if you get straight A's, I'll buy you a horse.
Well, and that's exactly how it worked out. There's no gameplay in that. She must have been in like the first grade, and she came to me and she said, "Daddy, can I have a horse?" And I guess every kid asks that question. I said, "Sure, you bring home straight A's, Daddy will get you a horse." And she brought home, I think, maybe 16 or 17 consecutive straight A report cards. And every time she throws it on the table, she says, what are you doing, man? I'm waiting patiently. So we had to make a move.
Hey, so let me ask you this. So you said you headed to Nebraska in a couple of weeks for the Nationals. And like you said, Cinderella story, call it whatever you want. But like you said, she just got started in this 2 years ago. And I was reading about her, and they were saying, like, early on when she started, right, that, like, I think they were talking about the barrel racing part of it. They were talking about where, like, the people that were doing well were, like, doing it in, like, 15 seconds or whatever. And Marissa was, like, 35, 40 seconds, was kind of dragging ass. But all of a sudden, that second year kicked in, and she is just killing everybody.
Yeah, it's this. It is illogical. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, I'm an old sports guy myself. I played in school. This doesn't fit. Now, we know you put the work in, you get good results. But I think this has got a bit of a supernatural overtone to it because it just doesn't. Remember, you and I can go play basketball or football, and all we're dealing with is a ball and our own bodies. These kids are sitting on 1,000 pounds of fire-breathing dragon, who has his own mind and does what it wants to do at any point in time. And to have that relationship and to see her go in just a year's time from running 34 seconds, 35 seconds to now, she is coming home with jackpot money. It's incredible. Like, I can't believe it's happening.
Hey, one other question for you, Morris, and I'm glad that you mentioned the fact that she's competing while sitting on the bed. And listen, I don't like horses. They're very unpredictable to me. I'm also a complete city kid, Morris. So I didn't grow up around horses or anything, but I did think it was interesting where they talked about how, like, and I'm assuming Marissa did it, but they almost made it sound like it's common in this world where, aside from the hours that are put in training, there's hours that are put in where you just sit on the horse so that the horse gets comfortable with you and trusts you. And I want to say they were talking about Marissa would just, like, sit and read to the horse.
Yeah, there are times, and this is primarily during the past year or so because of COVID. I mean, you know, God bless the little girl, but she's been stuck at the house here with grown people, you know. So she'll run out of the house in the middle of these virtual classes and go in the pasture, and she'll do a bit of reading or just kind of lay down with them there. And it's good from the standpoint of those who have pets and dogs, you know, that bonding relationship, it's kind of hard to do that with 1,200 pounds of animal that poops wherever it wants at any time. You can't bring them in the house. So she has to go up and see them. And she had the opportunity to do that. And I think that has been instrumental in why she has improved so much, because there's a relationship. The horse has to trust you, you know, so that's been part of it for sure.
Do you ride the horse at all, Morris? Or are you like, I'm in the background?
Well, no, because no, I've had to train them, which again doesn't make any sense, right? I know I keep saying it. I'm a physical therapist by trade. I don't know how or why I'm able to do what's being done, and I'm getting tongue tied because I'm getting a little emotional about it. It really defies logic. No, we've trained the horses. I work with them. We work with them every day. So we've taken horses that aren't even rodeo horses, and now we've turned them into what they are. So it's been a great story.
When when exactly is Nationals? When do you guys head to Nebraska?
It's a 2-hour drive, and I need your wishes and look, because I can't drive 20 minutes without falling asleep. But somehow I got to get this family to Lincoln, Nebraska, which is like 19 hours, a 19-hour drive from here. And we're going to have to leave here July the 13th because she needs to be there for the 15th. She's also participating in the Maryland in the National Queen Contest. She is the Maryland State Rodeo Queen.
Right.
So we had to be there two days early before the actual event begins.
Well, I don't know who I'm more nervous for, Marissa actually riding or you making it 25 minutes with your with your eyes open. Hey, Morris, do me a favor. Tell your daughter we were talking about her. And do me a favor. Once everything wraps up in Lincoln, Nebraska, I want you to call me back and let me know how it went.
I sure will, sir. And I sure do appreciate your time this morning.
Absolutely. Hold tight 1 second. Let me make sure I have some info from you. All right, Morris?
Sounds good. Thank you.